Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Any rapper screaming, baby, Sippy Seed, with 50 as a pop of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. A cup of movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from, as we often do, the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater in Los Angeles, where people are cracking cold ones as we speak, on Tuesday, September 11th, Two Oceans 12. Since last I spoke and you listened, I did a 420 stand-up show with David Huntsberger. You know him from Dr. Launchpad. And it was a great crowd, fun Leonard Maltin game with audience members Mike and Lisa and Chewbecca. But I fucking effed up and didn't record it, so that's why I just described it to you. Sunday I saw Compliance, which is very well acted, very disturbing, and very compelling. The less you know before watching it, the better. I've said too much. Last night, I did stand-up at ASU with Graham Elwood from Jokey Cinema Geeks, and we didn't play the Leonard Maltin game, but two students did bring name tags, so I want to mention them. Gabe wrote his name on a Batman lunchbox, and Jackie put her face over Robin Williams' face on a poster for the movie Jack. And she added IE. Now it's time for Not For Metaphobes. There is a scene in the back half of Bachelorette with Kirsten Dunst, Kyle Bornheimer, and Isla Fisher? They're in a bathroom. So that scene is very Not For Metaphobes. This has been Not For Metaphobes. It finally rained in Seattle, so the record for dry days was not broken. So close. Nice try, Seattle. You'll get them next time. And before we dig into the price bag, I would like to throw out a thank you to TJ Miller and his personal chef, Andy Windack, Wind Attacks on Twitter, for doing an ep of Dining with Doug and Karen, available now for free in iTunes or at Nerdist. I almost said nudist. Nerdist.com. Yeah, Jackalope Taco is one of the things he made for us. That was amazing. The prize bag, none of them are here, but I'm sharing the final copy, the final vinyl copy I have of Motion City Soundtrack's album, Go. And there's a CD inside the album of the entire album. My friends over at IFC contributed some DVDs. I've seen one out of three of these movies. But look at these covers. There's Snowtown Murders. Okay, Snowtown Murders. Last Days Here. Okay, and Kill List. Does this, if you're walking home with these, and anybody is looking at them, they're going to put you on a watch list and suspect you of being a Nazi or something. Somebody brought a T-shirt that says Pop Off on it and another shirt that says Crazy Baby Eating Chicken. And it's a chicken with fangs, and it says, give me some babies. And kill them all, let Rod sort them out. And it's Rod Stewart with what looks like angel wings, but he's, of course, still with us. And a couple of CDs we'll mention in a second. And again, this person's not here. I got this somehow, and it's a book called Notes from the Night, A Life After Dark by Taylor Plimpton. I have nothing to say about it. Please, if you're the winner tonight, read that book, or at least some of it, and then tweet or contact me somehow with a report and a copy of my latest, Smug Life. And I'm very happy to... Oh, now I can't even see my notes because of all the prizes. Please help me in welcoming to stage my friends, David Huntsberger, Brendan Walsh, and Rory Scovel. Hey, guys.
Oh, hello, Doug.
Oh, hello, David Huntsberger.
Hey.
What's going on, David?
Hello, Doug. Hello.
How's it going over there at Dr. Launchpad?
Good. This is my normal voice. Totally different.
Professor Blastoff is the name of the podcast.
Captain Takeoff.
Yeah. It's one of the several names I like to use to describe it. So that's David Huntsberger, everybody. Let's hear it for him. I like to give everybody... Oh. Thank some individual you. Love. We've got the copy of your CD, Humanitis.
Yes, you say it correctly now all the time.
I know, all the time I say it correctly because I can't remember how to say it wrong anymore because I started getting it right on accident because I prefer to say Humanitis.
Yeah, I do too. It's endearing.
Humanitis kind of sounds not only as a prize, but it also is sounds to me like a... half mantis, half man.
Yeah.
You mantis. And Rory Scovel's here, everybody. Rory Scovel.
Yeah. Hey, what's up? Hi, this is Rory.
The audience, the artist responsible for Dilation. Is how that one's pronounced?
Yeah. That's how it's pronounced, man.
Is that a genuine impression of me?
Not that good.
That doesn't sound anything like him.
Are you really trying to do my voice, or are you trying to get some laughs?
You really trying to do my voice? You trying to get some laughs?
There you go.
There you go.
You guys are both terrible at this.
Y'all are being ridiculous.
Suddenly, Mike Judge is here. Propane. So that's your CD, Scory Roval.
Yep.
And you also are in a commercial that I see at least 5 times a day and stop and watch it every time, whatever I'm doing.
I like that.
I'll be jerking off. And I'll just be like,
just
whoa,
jerking off
there's
to cable.
That commercial. Yeah, yeah. But it's so funny because backstage, Brendan said, Brendan Walsh is here, everybody.
Yeah, hi, everybody.
He's the one that brought the shirts. And backstage, Brendan said,
"What's it like to be a pig?"
I made a joke when I was backstage with Rory.
No, seriously though, what's it like to be a fucking sellout, man? It's fucking great. It's like, what's it like to suck the man's dick for a dollar?
It's a really funny commercial, Brendan. It's not
like,
I mean, he could have been in a lame commercial. Probably would have also agreed to do it.
No, Brendan went out for the same commercial.
Really?
We auditioned for it.
Well, the spot, if you guys have or have not seen it, either way, I'll remind you that it is everything he's doing throughout the spot. There's like a car horn goes off when he's about to go too far. It needs to be stopped.
The cologne part's weird when I go to spray my dick with cologne. They were like, why? You need to go to spray your dick. I was like, okay.
What I like about the commercial is all of the scenarios amuse me. There isn't one that's like, well, they had to do that many to sort of stack up and, you know, make the point of the commercial.
Yeah.
But I think that one's funny. I think that is funny that a guy would start to do that and then be told not to.
I just was like, why is the guy like, well, I'll spray some cologne on my dick. I thought it was weird.
I've seen that and heard of people doing that. Isn't Jersey Shore 30 minutes of cologne dicking?
Maybe that is.
Is your dick cologne?
Yeah.
Let's go out.
Let's go out. Hey, we got to go back home. I got to get my dick cologne again.
I left my dick cologne in the car.
So I like that commercial. It's the point of that story.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mostly the dick cologning.
Good job. It's good. I have no idea what car it's for.
Nissan Altima.
And for the longest time, I thought...
Nissan Altima, guys. Nissan Altima.
For the longest time, I thought that it would, if you didn't stop, it would honk. If you didn't stop when you're supposed to, it would honk. I thought that's what the idea of the... But it's actually, if you're trying to fill up the tires with air...
Yeah.
The car will honk. Like, I would think that I would definitely have to call that car Herbie if the car honked at me to tell me things like that.
More like Herpy.
I don't like how smart cars are getting, where they beep at you when you're switching lanes and shit, or like tell you when
you're back. Yeah, and like parallel parking for you?
Yeah, I don't need
that. Well, noticing that baby sitting on the curb for you?
Let me hit that baby! Drive you, car!
The baby's just sitting there on the curb tying its shoes.
Curb baby.
It's a talented baby and somewhat dangerous. Need to take those things out. I don't want babies tying shoes.
Yeah.
It's probably an alien.
I think chickens should eat more babies.
Yeah.
Remember that shirt?
Oh, you guys already seen
the
shirt?
It was like 7 minutes ago.
Crazy baby eating chicken.
Yeah.
And the pop-off shirt. That was inspired by, anybody here ever watch Bad Girls Club? First season, that big, fat, crazy black lady. Pop off! Pop off!
So you took somebody else's catchphrase and made a shirt out of it?
From a show 5 years ago.
Well, I mean, it's like from back then.
I love your shirt that says, "Hey."
Well, excuse me.
Yeah, that's the chicken right after ate a baby.
Yeah. I like that you're picking really obscure catchphrases, like shows. Like when you said that, no one clapped. I was like, I didn't see that.
Not obscure.
No, Bad Girls season 3.
It's old than obscure.
Yeah,
okay. Old.
Yeah, it was huge back in the 70s.
Bad Girls.
Club. No,
Bad
Girls
Club.
I thought
you
were talking about it. Well, excuse me.
No,
Bad Girls Club. Pop off came from that. I don't think it was like an official slogan of hers. I just
well, it sounds like she
yelling.
Said it.
I really
a lot.
Hope
yeah,
she
said
sues
it a
you.
Lot. Yeah, I know. Hope she does too.
Because you don't even sell them, right? You just give them away. Things like this.
I used to sell them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I just have a box.
Now you just have
shirts.
A box of them. Yeah. You bring some to me every time we do a show.
Yeah. People
you're
score
getting,
with her.
What did high quality original shirt? Like she was about to fight somebody.
Yeah, she was just a bitch. She's a big, fat, angry lady.
Pop off.
Yeah, pop
she'd,
off!
She'd pop off on people.
Pop off!
That sounded nothing like... Okay. Have you guys been to the movies lately? We'll start with David.
I saw Bourne. I mean, I don't really want to talk about that so much. But what I did see...
You don't want to talk about it so much that you've shortened the title to one convenient word.
Yeah.
And assumed we know exactly which in the series you're referring to.
Yeah, the most recent one in the theaters, The Legacy.
It's really bad. I watched like 15 minutes of it and walked out because I couldn't.
He's got
I couldn't
a beard.
Concentrate
He's
on how nothing was happening for so long.
Well, that
in a Bourne movie, well, like fucking climb something.
He jumps that little crevice. He is a little bit later. He physically fights a wolf like the Gray style.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Huh.
I wish they physically fought wolves in the Gray. It's sort of
oh, they don't.
It's kind of the cliffhanger at the end is Liam surrounded by lions and he's like, let's do this.
You said lions.
Yeah, I did. It's a really weird ending.
But also, I saw Hugo. I can't believe more people didn't tell me to watch that. It's like cool-ass animation and a kid building a fucking robot. It's
that
awesome.
Seems like something you would love.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah,
I did
not care for it at all.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even finish it.
Fucking having those glasses on watching that shit made me insane.
Oh, I didn't do that.
Like when I saw it in the theater because everyone was like, Martin Scorsese, 3D, finally done right. Here we go. And I sat there with the heavy, tight glasses on my head.
Who are you hanging out with?
Here we go. Look, bro, Doug, get your cock cologne.
No.
Meet me at the theater. Get your glasses on.
No, that was the masses saying that. That wasn't one character. That wasn't one buddy going, dude, Scorsese.
Finally done right.
Let's go.
That Grace keeps getting said. Every 3D movie, everyone's like, 3D, they finally got it.
This is the...
Like, it's fine.
Judge Dredd, right 3D, now. Come on! Yeah.
They finally did
Resident
it.
Evil 4 3D. Nails it!
It
just that it's
like
the fourth one, means you're past 3D. You can only do it on the third one. So, Legacy 3D, you were saying.
Jeremy Renner's beard comes out of you with a force.
I don't know what we're talking about, but
Hugo.
Hugo, yeah.
Jesus, Hugo! God damn it!
I didn't finish watching.
3D. Borat chasing a child through a old-timey train station. It's
it
so fucking boring.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
Did you see when the robot wrote?
That was a tear-jerking moment.
I got a lot of what they were doing, and I understand why people like it, but...
When the papers fly up and there's animation happening on papers that are crossed, that's amazing. That was so cool to see. Just the, and then the way they recolored.
Rory! Guys, go see Hugo! Anyway.
Anyway,
so
I
agree to
I had the opposite that you
one.
Had. I had everyone telling me, like, it sucked. They didn't do 3D right. There was a kid getting chased. The kid does suck.
They have.
I look past that.
3D has not been done right.
Like that
right
you got that
yet.
Shitty of a review and you went. That's a kid getting chased in a train. The 3D's all fucked up.
David, they got it all wrong. Hugo, it's probably done wrong.
No, I gotta go and see for myself.
I didn't go. It came to me, but I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, oh, come on in, Hugo, and then enjoyed it.
Would you Netflix it?
Yeah.
All right.
My name is Hugo Cabre. Fuck off. I don't know why I'm so mad at it. It's just a cute little movie. But it did get nominated for Best Picture in a million awards. And
it's
I don't,
about a genius
I don't
orphan.
Know. And now Scorsese says he's going to do all 3D from now on, which is just, that's aggravating.
Yeah.
I don't want Cape Fear 2 to be in 3D. He's got to make a third one to justify that leap. I saw a Bachelorette, and it's not for metaphobes, but also it's for people who think there wasn't enough cocaine use in Bridesmaids.
What's a metaphobe?
People that don't want to watch or know about other people vomiting.
Oh. What movies
I'm
are
one
for
of
them?
Those?
I'm telling you, that's the thing. Maybe Brave doesn't have any vomiting in it. Like, you know, maybe Oogie Loves doesn't have any vomiting in it.
Okay.
Because there's vomiting in almost everything. Mm. At some point, somebody vomits in almost every movie.
Uh-uh.
I'm not kidding. Name a movie. Any movie.
Inception.
In Inception, they dream of vomiting when.
I don't know.
No, there's not one.
They fall into the water. The bathtub is full of vomit.
What about?
Remember that vomit hallway? Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the vomit hallway. That's my favorite Roald Dahl novel. Oh shit! What is happening?
I'd say the vomit percentage is under 25%.
In movies.
Mm-hmm. Stand by me. I'm just kidding. It's a huge vomit scene.
Yeah. It was that pie eating contest. But next time you see a movie, just have it in the back of your mind. Is there any vomiting in this movie? And by the time it's over, someone will have vomited. Every horror movie, somebody vomits.
You call that title Stand By Me.
Like Stand said By Me.
Did
Stand
I say
me.
It wrong?
Yeah, you said
Stand
it.
I've been getting yelled at for saying things wrong lately, putting the emphasis. Paul F. Tompkins yelled at me for saying Breaking Bad wrong. Because I said Breaking Bad.
Wait, say it again.
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
That works.
Yeah.
I thought it worked too, and then Paul yelled at me.
A lot of people put that.
It's Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad.
Your Stand By Me is a guy trying to get himself to calm down. Stand by me. Come on. Stand by me.
I want to hear more examples of that.
What was
I do it on purpose sometimes.
Like you were
sometimes.
Singing the song, Stand By Me. Like you.
Maybe
almost,
I was, yeah.
I think you
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. I forget, there was one yesterday, too. I put the emphasis on something.
Breaking Bad.
Walking Dead?
No, it wasn't a show. I forget.
Nurse Jackie?
Doesn't even make sense. Doug loves movies.
Friday Night Lights.
I saw...
Friday Night Lights.
It's about kids going to bed for the weekend.
Scared of the dark.
I also saw Compliance, which I mentioned earlier, and
the title, there's hardly a better titled movie I've ever seen. It's like, and you don't really understand why, you know, until you've experienced the whole thing.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it for metaphobes?
There's definitely vomiting in it.
Okay. Okay. And I'll be the one complying, or you're leaving that in the air?
What?
Trying to get a
feel. Definitely leaving that in the air.
Like, that is a strange title. I'm trying to get how that would appeal to me to go, oh, like, am I just going to be sitting there like, okay, this movie's okay, I comply. Or is it beyond that, like, something more intense?
It's definitely more intense.
It's not just me sitting there complying with the movie?
Yeah.
So that sounds pretty intense.
Yeah, it's, well, that's the thing that's very interesting about it, is it's super intense, but, like, it doesn't, you never want to stop watching it. You have to see it through.
Does anyone's head get shoved into a toilet? Because that's a good way to get someone to comply with you. Just keep cramming their head in there.
Compliance.
This Do is, like, comply? The kinds of conversations you and I have when we're on the road together. And so that's why sometimes I bring Graham, because he's just quiet.
I don't believe that for a minute.
I don't believe that at all.
Does anyone hunger for games? Let's play some games. Yeah, I ask all you guys if you saw anything lately. Did you see something, Brandon?
I just watched Brandon? That sushi documentary. Rented that
Hero Dreams of Sushi.
Yeah, it's good.
Good stuff, right?
Good as shit.
Yeah. I still got to see that. And it's Rory, good. Did I ask you already?
Paranorman 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
You mentioned that backstage. Oh, that's what you want to see?
No, I saw it.
Oh, and?
Yeah. A little heavy-handed. A lot of messages. A lot of messages where you're like, why the fuck are we...
why so many messages? Yeah.
I don't know. There's seems a point like, where the cop like is like, don't shoot your gun to the civilians. That's the cop's job. And I was like... All right, come on. Like, I get it. Like, hey, but this is your movie. Arena for this. Staying like, I know how I'm going to get my messages into the world. Animation. Cops are killers.
So it's an anti-cop movie?
No, but that's like there's like little lines like that throughout the whole movie where you're like, shut the fuck up, just fight the zombies.
Yeah, that's.
It was fun though, 3D.
And who I want from a movie called Paranorman.
Who is the 11-year-old you went to go see this with?
like a friend 11-year-old, yeah. Or like a family member 11-year-old?
I don't know. There had to
or
be
like
a
11-year-old smoking buddy.
Yeah, I have friends who are 11. Just leave it at that. I have friends who are 11.
It's not illegal.
You saw it like is at it? Nighttime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went at night and I went well after adults. It's been out for like a couple weeks.
I thought it just opened.
It's been open for a couple weeks.
It's been since August.
All right.
Yeah, we're midway.
When did it come out? Who knows?
September. Like August 17th. Motherfucker!
Nerd. Look at back there. He said he knew it.
Jinx.
He said he knew it. Pop off at that shit. Oh, yeah.
This is going to be, for the listeners, this is probably the most confusing threesome in a while in terms of voices sounding the same and wondering who said what.
Because also, you guys keep doing impressions of me.
I'll just give myself a shout out every time I say something.
Oh, that's a good idea.
OBW in the house!
and then say something.
Paranorman.
All right, well, we'll see how that works out later. Not sure if it will. Let's play... Does anybody hunger for games? I said that already.
Yes.
let's play How Did This Shit Get Made? I mean... How much did this shit make? Inspired by How Did This Get Made? Sister podcast. I mean, we're on different networks, so I don't know if that's even right. But I've been on their show. They've been on mine. And you guys are going to guess.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to each guess, without going over, the amount of money that was made at the North American box office by... It's often called the worst Star Wars movie, but I dare to call it... One of the worst of anything ever. How much, without going over, do you think Episode 1, The Phantom Menace?
Phantom Menace.
See, that's an example of how I like to have fun with pronunciation.
You know what I did want? Not to sidetrack. When the movie L.A. Confidential came out on DVD, they had a big poster in the video store, and I went in and asked the guy when... If he had Law Confidential available to rent, and I asked him if it was subtitled, and he just looked at me with a blank stare, and I started laughing. He went, "Oh, thank God."
I I rarely buy a movie ticket without saying the name wrong to see what their reaction is going to be, and they always just give you the ticket and don't say anything, don't laugh. It's just the weirdest bubble those people live in. So how much do you think it made? Let's start with David.
But remember when we were at Cedar Point and every time the person with the headphone has to say, like, get in, no standing up in the car, don't put your hands up, and someone goes, can I put my hands up? That's what you assholes did to that person standing behind the counter.
What are you talking about?
You ask them a question, they get asked a million times.
Nobody ever said, does Law Confidential have subtitles in it?
Excuse me, does Law Confidential? Is it subtitles?
Again, more of you?
Is it subtitles?
Even they're pronouncing that wrong.
No, it's just silly. It's not. That's not like being obnoxious to the person. I don't think.
Just giving you guff,
just
guys.
Just having fun.
Just a bit of guff.
What do you think it made? What do you think that shit made?
Domestic take. Not counting DVDs.
This is just at the box office, but it did have some re-releases, as you may recall.
I'm going to say...
Most recently in 3D. I sat through it. I was fucking so angry.
Total. I'm going to say $365 million.
Right. Ew. That's probably...
That was Brendan Walsh.
Maybe that's a good guess. It was Huntsberger.
What do you think, Brendan?
It's got to be more...
Without going over.
Okay, 400 million.
Did you really? You really tried to calculate it?
I don't know.
I'm just guessing. I have fucking no idea. And you went, let's see. Why did Ohio has 700 theaters?
I don't know. It could be like.
Ohio has 700 theaters?
I don't know. I went low. I went low on that one.
A dollar.
I bet $1.
Okay. That's how the game is played, you know? Yeah.
No way, it made.
I don't think that was a good bet. No, I mean, I know it made more than a dollar, but I mean, I think that David and I don't think we went over.
I'm inclined to agree with you.
Yeah.
It made more than a dollar. I mean, you're mad.
They don't even sell
it. It made more than a dollar.
I was just saying that's
it made
not
more
good.
Than a dollar.
I just don't think that was a good bet.
It made $431 million.
Ding 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 ding.
So Brendan is in fact our winner. I wish they give more discussion time on Price is Right between the contestants.
Yeah, they can shit talk.
Motherfucker with that dollar shit.
You piece of shit.
I do a great impression of the announcer on The Price is Right giving away a new car. Ready?
Yes.
Okay.
The audience is ready.
Oh, it's going to blow your fucking mind. Okay, so Drew Carey's like, so let's see what we have behind the curtain.
Well, Drew, it's a new car!
Yeah.
Pretty good.
That is good.
He does drag it out.
You applaud, but we all know that was okay.
No, that was good.
And that was David Huntsberger.
Let's play the Leonard Maltin game. Let's not fuck around anymore.
Now we know you do that by yourself. You practice that, don't you?
You're like watching. You're like, I'm new.
You know what else I do?
A new car.
When I watch Jeopardy, I always know when the...
You watch Jeopardy? A new car.
I love Jeopardy.
When they have the... what do they call it? Daily Double or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I always know when that's going to happen because there's like a slight pause.
You think Trebek's in on it?
No.
I
make the noise.
Shitty superpowers.
That is the most useless superpower that a person can have.
But it's fun.
I want to join the Avengers.
Because I know that the Daily Double's coming, so I make the noise along with the Daily Double. I go, ba-doo, 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 ba-doo.
But the person watching just gets to go. The person you're with just gets to go, like that's the most they get out of it.
My husband knows when all the double jeopardies are gonna hit.
He's done it for both of them every round, every night for 40 years.
No surprises in our house. One in four turns, right again.
Guys are just jealous. I have such a fun life.
That's an amazing skill.
I can always solve the puzzle on Wheel of Fortune right before the contestant does.
Really?
Yeah, like a split second before they say it. Or kind of while they're saying it. I usually have a pretty strong idea.
I always know right before Jeopardy's about to come on.
Really?
Yeah, because he hangs out with Rain Man. you guys need to pick name tags. So let's see the name tags. There's a looks like a bottle of ale with the name on it. It looks like
what?
A,
oh wow, that's crazy.
A
I'll
giant.
Pick you.
That's obviously
Captain
your choice.
Captain America shield.
Come on, yeah, dog. Captain America shield.
And David, wow, you guys barely got out of your seats for that one.
Yeah.
Thank you everyone for bringing them as always.
No way.
Yeah, I know.
Are you kidding?
Brendan, somebody stand by Megan.
Stand by Megan.
Stand by Megan. Stand by. So good job. That, or is right? It Megan? Of course it is.
We were taking on Brendan's pronunciation skills.
Yeah. And David got a nice Snoop Dogg. Looks unopened and unplayed with this particular action figure. And look also not it. Dusted in a...
Ever.
So wow, I can't even blow that dust off of there. That's how. But he changed the front to say Sam Dog, Lion, and it's yeah, it's a Snoop Dogg. Does he talk? Do you like pull the string and he says shit? You never open it, of course not. Well, I guess if he talked, the string would hang out the back, so you could do it even with the box closed. And he wrote a shithead on the back, so don't share that, David. And who are you playing for, Rory?
I'm playing for Peter. Peter, Captain America, right over there. He brought a shield.
And he just taped a card to it.
It's broken at the bottom. Probably stole it from a yard sale, if I had to guess.
It's like a garbage pail lid or that. A huge frisbee. Oh, it's got handles on the inside even.
Yeah, so,
so
I mean,
it must
you
be
really...
part of a costume. Oh, there you go.
Yeah, like you can
look
really,
at that.
You know.
Yeah, you should. You that's good. That looks good on you. You should. That should be your new thing as a
should
comic.
A thing. Yeah.
Just the what's guy, up, the guy with the Captain America shield.
Fucking in a relationship.
Comes out.
Fucking. Fucking.
Rory is running his hand through his hair with the shield on.
Great timing. Great timing.
Was that someone doing a
what
Nissan
was that
thing?
Noise?
Who did the horn? Is that what that was about?
That was well orchestrated. I thought the setup went on a little long.
It's like, we are talking about this commercial.
I do love that commercial, though.
We're running into a wall.
If he'd have done
here.
The fucking horn as soon as he started Captain America doing comedy, it would have been fucking perfect. But it was still kind of fun. We'll fix it in post. Who are you playing for, Rory?
Peter.
Peter, okay. Peter with the shield, and Brendan's playing for Megan.
All right,
let's do it.
She Brendan photoshopped gets, in.
She put her face her, over everybody.
Feel free to use the horn at any time, somebody.
Do you guys want those seats? Do you guys want those seats over there? All right, I'll grab them. You don't want them? You
that
want
is
them?
Weird. I just realized there are people sitting on the ground, and there are available seats. Oh, you're going to take the chairs over to them? Because they can just walk over there. They don't look like... Usually invalids don't sit cross-legged on the floor. Oh, wow, they're going to get really good seats now. We're just going to... Captain America is just going to put them right in front of us. Like
Captain America
fucking
has an odd...
Fucking sitting there, one percenters!
Who sit on the floor?
Who sit on the floor?
Don't
maybe
step
that's
on your
the new thing. I'm sorry I yelled. So, I gotta defend a universe, okay?
If Captain America actually loped along everywhere he went like you, it would be such a better movie. He just gallops everywhere.
Not enough,
I'm coming!
Not enough loping?
Yeah, I need some
for
loping.
You.
Yeah,
you love loping.
Love a good lope.
Brendan gets to go first because he won the how much did this shit cost? Hmm. And you get to pick a category.
Okay.
Okay, pick.
Action.
And then... And then we'll go...
Double Jeopardy!
Do you ever...
Care?
Do you ever watch it with anyone?
No,
usually by myself.
I bet you you're like the frog that only sings in front of the one guy.
Yeah, that's me.
It's you, and it's when you're alone you can do that. That's your skill.
I just did it in front of a room full of people just now.
No, yeah, I know you can make the noise.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like
that part's not in dispute. It's the doing it right when it happens, as it happens.
You know what I'll
time.
Do? I'll set up a video camera tomorrow and
videotape
myself.
Oh, that'd be so
myself.
Great. That'll be a web
and
phenomenon.
I'll tweet it.
Viral.
But you could just be watching a taped episode.
Yeah.
I'll hold up a fucking newspaper.
That doesn't help at all.
I'll have a commercial.
There's got to be a clock. There's got to be a clock right next to TV.
And you can't fiddle with clocks. They just won't let you.
Double Jeopardy.
I'll post it the day that I shoot it. And it'll be.
You can't DVR it. Find out when the Daily Double is, and then 10 minutes later, do it.
Well, you know, people are going to be so cynical about. I'm not going to go through all that trouble to cheat. I'm proud of my powers.
You'd have to live stream it.
I'll live stream it. That's what I'll do.
That seemed like that solution.
That's a good Regis Philbin impression.
I'll live stream it. That's where you get your pronunciation from.
Wait, is there a difference between the Daily Double and Double Jeopardy?
Double Jeopardy, or.
That's what? The final thing. Is
no, that's the
final,
second part.
Final Jeopardy.
Did you say Double Jeopardy to begin with,
though?
Yeah,
that's the second round. He was saying the Daily Double. The Daily Double.
Did you say Daily Double?
Yeah.
I'll find out when I listen to this.
Double Jeopardy is a Ashley Judd movie.
And it's the second half.
Does
of
her
Jeopardy.
Husband right? abuse her in some way in that one?
Huh?
Is her husband rough to her in that one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, rough.
I don't think
rough.
She's in a movie where a man isn't rough with her. Yeah. They're either batting her around or trying to kill her.
When he murdered me.
In every movie she's in. Or they'd steal her child was her TV series. Where's My Child, I think it was called.
That was a TV series?
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just looking for her kid?
A frantic woman looking for her child. Turns out he was under the coffee table.
Hide and go seek.
hide and go seek. All right, we really got to do this. Get ready on the horn. I'm not kidding. We got to stay on topic. Pick a category, Brendan, between the following three categories. At Oli Mike suggested ear today, gone tomorrow. And that's films where an ear is cut off or loose. September 11th, of course, is ludicrous. Chris Bridges' birthday, as we all know.
Yeah, never forget.
And did you get your free Slurpee today? And so the films of Ludacris, most of them are.
Okay.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, that's films where Joseph Gordon-Levitt is some sort of breakup.
Okay.
Somebody leaves him. He leaves somebody. Joseph Gordon, leave it.
I'm gonna go with the ear one.
Okay, the ear one. Would you like a ear movie, a movie with a loose ear, from 1982 or 1986?
86.
Ba-doo, 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 ba-doo.
Two stars, from Leonard. He calls this movie. Flamboyantly original. Oh yeah, you don't want to be able to look at this, David.
No.
And he also says the director also wrote it. And he lists eight names. How many? And then David gets to go next.
I'm gonna say. I think I know the movie. I'll say four.
You'll say too much, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll say name it.
Wait a second. For reals?
I don't think he knows it.
Okay. You don't Power think I know play. It?
That's yeah, pretty confident.
What year?
86. Should I just say it?
No, I'm going to give you the four names. Let's play this game. Let's
yeah,
play
I know,
it out.
I know.
Your four names are Brad Dourif, Jack Nance, Dean Stockwell, and Hope Lang.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Yeah, Blue Velvet.
That's correct.
Dang it.
Why did you think he was kidding when he just announced that he thinks he knows the answer?
I think things all the time that I don't know.
There's two movies in the history of everything that has a loose ear.
A loose ear!
What's the other loose ear movie? Reservoir Dogs. Yeah, yeah. The entire audience knew
the
it.
Big Lebowski.
Big Lebowski's
a toe.
A toe.
No, he bites off his ear and spits it in
oh,
the air.
Oh, that's right. And a toe. All right. So I'm glad you came up with a third example. Pineapple Express. I don't remember that. What happened?
Dick Cologne.
Oh, shit.
My own creation.
Attacks me.
Okay. So Brendan got the point, and Megan's very happy, very excited. He's one point away from the win. We'll start with you, Rory.
Captain America at a restaurant. Sorry. Sorry, could you just make some space, thanks. What have you guys been doing?
Where was it in the shawarma eating scene? Where was the shield? Was it leaning up against the counter or something? Or did he just leave it?
He threw it really far.
He's got a lock for it. He leaves it out on the sidewalk.
He threw it really far. He's like, I got to eat this before it comes back.
Where's the fucking horn?
Honk, honk. A new car!
That was even better, I think.
Oh, dude.
A new car!
Don't fucking try right? to take that away from me.
I don't know, maybe I'm hearing it wrong.
Here's your choice of categories, Rory, and then we go to David from you.
This is for us, Peter.
would you like In Theaters How? That's movies that were featured on How Did This Get Made? or Yabba Dabba Don't, that's a cartoon that was turned into a feature film that's live action. And one that no one's ever going to pick, so maybe you will, The Bjorn Legacy. Some just call it Bjorn.
Bjorn.
Movies with ABBA songs in them.
What was the second choice? I'll do the second choice.
The second one was In Theaters How.
That was the second one?
That was the first one.
Oh, the second one was The Bjorn Legacy. It's films.
No, that was the third.
Peter. Peter, what do you think?
No, Yabba Dabba Don't is the
Yabba
one you
Dabba
want.
Yabba Dabba Don't.
Okay, here we go.
Thanks, Pete.
This live action movie turned into, I mean, live cartoon turned into a live action movie is from 2001. Two stars from Leonard. He says this is a live action treatment of a cartoon. He also says... I know that's not a clue. He says that Donald Faison, Seth Green, and Breckin Meyer all appear unbilled. Yeah, they don't get credit for appearing in this movie. And he also calls it goofy. And there are 12 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Rory, Captain, Scoville,
thank you.
America.
Siate. I can do it in Siate names.
Please translate.
Seven
names.
I think I can go zero.
Wow. Someone that you're playing for is very excited.
You know what I just
realized?
I gotta
get back in the game, Sam.
I just realized that I know it.
Oh, well, you know about negative names, right?
No.
I'll tell you about him in a second, but let's go to Brendan first, who already knows about negative names.
I do know about negative. Name it. I don't think I can go to negative names on it.
What's the movie, David?
Scooby-Doo.
Oh, you let down Sam. You let down Sam Lyon so hard with that. He was so excited. And also, that means Brendan is our winner because the movie is Josie and the Pussycats. Congratulations, Megan.
Yeah,
you
Megan.
Win all the
you
stuff in this grocery bag. Congratulations.
Sorry,
wear those shirts well. Do you want your standby Megan back? There you go. All right.
What the shield? Do you want my shield?
Is there a shithead in the shield? Yes, there is. And there's one on the back of Sam Lyon. Do you guys have anything you want to plug before we go?
I'll be in the Pacific Northwest in October, Vancouver, Seattle.
What, just like looking for Sasquatch or do some shows?
Yeah. Picking mushrooms. No, I'll be doing some stand-up and up and down the West Coast. So All if right. any of those cities come out.
Nice. David, at Huntsberger Junk on Twitter, and Brandon Walsh is, of course, a member of the Bone Zone.
Bone Zone on iTunes.
Yeah, and subscribe. You got some tour dates coming up?
I'll be in Toronto for the Just for Laughs thing there on the 20th through the 23rd. Then October 5th through 7th, I'll be in Phoenix with Joe Rogan. And October 12th, I'm recording a CD in San Francisco.
Stand Up Live is where you're playing?
I think. Is that the big place?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's good. All right.
But San Francisco, October 12th, come watch me record my CD.
Oh, okay.
The tickets, part of the San Francisco Comedy and Burrito Festival.
Did you name the CD already?
I know what I'm going to name it.
Okay, but you're going to hold off until you've recorded it?
Yeah, yeah.
To say it publicly?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be at that burrito festival, too. I'll see you there.
Oh, we'll be there together.
Yeah. No, I don't care about your lunch plans. You guys can work that out.
Tell us the title.
Work that out on your own time.
It's a whole thing. You got to see. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, you
got to. You're listening. You got to come see it. To know the title.
Yeah, you
got
to see it.
Rory, what do you got going on?
Nothing. I'm an idiot. I'm fucking stupid. I'll pick my nose, eat some boogers at some point. All that's on my website.
I'll be at the San Francisco Punchline at the end of the month, and then Des Moines Funny Bone. After that, and then I'll be in Long Island for some shows. And
oh, try the iced tea.
That was for him,
right? I made that happen with my brain. I was just sitting there thinking now would be a good time for it. But thank you to all of you for being here. Let's do it for all of them, everybody.
Yay, thanks.
Wait, we got to take a picture here in a second. And I'll be at San Diego at the American Comedy Company at 4:20 this Saturday, the 15th, with Graham Elwood and possibly a special guest. And okay, that's good. And okay, as always, thanks again, everybody. And as always, everyone related to Honey Boo Boo is a shithead, and waiting for Breaking Bad to return is a shithead.
His viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves